Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. On this magical day, we are going to focus on the new moon solar eclipse and the gifts that this brings for us. So to start with, I'm going to take you through an invocation for the new moon solar eclipse. And following this, connect to the elders, ancient celestial beings, and high council members to the order of Melchizedek. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now in this sacred space, connecting to all the beings of light that you personally acknowledge. Connecting into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. And finding yourself now on the unity grid of light. Connected to all those listening to this transmission or recording. All those connected at a higher light level to this light work. As well as all the beings of light from on high, assisting in this ascension process. On January the 4th, 2011, we experience a partial solar eclipse of the sun as the new moon passes between the earth and the sun. Visible from sunrise in most parts of Europe, Africa, and Asia. Through this dance and reflection of divine light, we are offered an opportunity to set the focus of our highest potential for 2011 through the copper gold flame of solar service and the primary quality of manifestation. And further to this, to activate the key codes of the Divine Feminine through the pink-orange flame of illumined truth, so that all life can experience the essence of unconditional love through loving-kindness, compassion, insight, and understanding. We are invited to travel into the healing chamber within the sun and solar core, overlighted by Helios and Vesta, the solar logi. And from here, to enter into the 11th ray of illumined truth and receive and activate the divine feminine key codes of light. We are further requested through the focus of the divine feminine key codes of light as these first wave souls and human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint to anchor and activate the blueprints of the crystalline cities of light at ground level within Mother Earth. Through the primary vortices and sacred sites within and around this earth plane, overlighted by the company of heaven. Invocation for the new moon solar eclipse. I call upon Mother, Father, God, and all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. As I now merge with my I Am presence and ground myself into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. And I find myself traveling in an external Merkaba vehicle of light to the central seat of the ray of solar service into this beautiful copper-gold flame of light, overlighted by Helios and Vesta. And I find myself in this healing chamber of light within the solar core, letting go of any issues I may still be working with, and releasing old karmic patterns, false beliefs and judgments within the sacred healing space, amplified through the vibration of all 12 rays, with a focus on love wisdom. And I bring a focus to my highest potential as a co-creator and master being. Allowing myself to step into a deeper level of my service work and bringing with it greater joy, abundance, spiritual leadership, passion, creativity, responsibility, and love. And now I experience the primary quality of manifestation through this copper-gold flame of light, merging through these timelines into this now, with all the gifts and skills I need to magnetize, co-create, and manifest a reality of one unity consciousness. And now, as part of this core group of I Am Avatar Souls in human embodiment, I find myself within the 11th ray of illumined truth, within this ascension seat, wrapped in a beautiful pink-orange flame of love. And I experience emerging with my I Am presence as my heart and third eye chakras are now activated through the key codes of light of the Divine Feminine in scrolls of light. And now all the chakras are activated as the atoms and molecules and subatomic particles in the body spin faster in these increased frequencies of light. Through these key codes of light, I experience the qualities of compassion, understanding, strength, stability, loving kindness, wisdom, generosity, abundance, equilibrium and balance, organization and discernment. And now I'm given additional key codes of light, which will assist in the anchoring and activating of the crystalline cities of light within and around Mother Earth. And I find myself on the unity grid of light, connected to the light workers and beings of light from on high, assisting in the templates of light through the Divine Feminine and the creation of the crystalline cities of light at ground level. And I take these divine feminine key code frequencies of light, surrounding Mother Earth and all her life in this beautiful pink-orange flame of light, overlighted by the company of heaven. I now assist in anchoring the template through the crystalline cities of light, through the divine feminine key codes of light, and appropriate vortices and sacred sites, knowing that they will be activated on 11-11-11. I am a keeper of light. I am a child of the sun. I am a master being of love and light. I am all that I am. Now for a moment, just hold this focus through the unity grid of light as we call upon the elders, ancient celestial beings, and high council members to the order of Melchizedek. Welcome, sweet ones. It gives us great pleasure to be with you once again, knowing many of you on the inner planes and connecting to so many of you in this transmission of light through the unity grid of light all around this earth plane. 2011 has indeed started with this cosmic ride into another wave of unity consciousness to be experienced and amplified, primarily through the energy of the 11th ray of illumined truth, bringing with it the divine feminine archetypes of light, and allowing you to experience this as your reality. Through the energy of 2010, overlighted and amplified through the 10th ray of divinity, bringing this balance of the first ray of will and power, the second ray of love wisdom, and the third ray of divine intelligence, respectively, being amplified in both the lower and higher qualities to this ray. This year may have taken you through many perceived challenges of power and control issues, into deeper levels of self-appreciation or self-love, letting go of relationships or that which no longer worked for you, finding yourself in a greater level of connection to the divine by moving out of victim and persecutor consciousness or playing and replaying these games in mirrored reflection, to come into a deeper level of the wisdom of the higher mind of Mother, Father, God. But through the focus of the zero and the 11th ray of illumined truth, this pathway is paved simply with the essence of unconditional love. It takes you not only into a deeper level of self-appreciation and self-love, but further to this, asks you to step into a deeper level of service work through bringing insight and understanding to your service work as these parallel realities merge into this now, bringing with it your highest potential as initiates of light through these parallel timelines and realities. The events leading to this activity of light were amplified through the solar eclipse in this now, coming from the lunar eclipse and solstice full moon energies of December the 21st, 2010. Creating this bridge of light, taking you into fifth dimensional frequencies of light through the overlighting of Helios and Vesta and the energy of the first cosmic ray, that of solar service. As we move into this golden age of light, the frequency amplified through this first ray, and indeed all cosmic rays, brings a deeper understanding of the cosmic map created into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. For you to experience all frequencies of light, all dimensions of light, not only on the inner planes and in your travels, but to amplify these frequencies of all nine dimensions, which is the energy system which we present to you. To expand upon these energy frequencies through the earthly and cosmic rays. There are 12 great rays which spiral forth from the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, overlighted by appropriate counsels of light. Of these 12 rays, which we call the earthly rays, spiraling through these dimensions, through the solar system, onto the sacred and non-sacred planets within the solar system, and onto Earth, into Shambhala, your spiritual headquarters. And from here, from the second ray department, through the seventh ray department, into the sacred sites and vortices. This is further amplified through a frequency of these 12 rays as they are amplified through a focus on one or more of these rays dimensionally, through a vertical alignment of light, taking you into dimensional frequencies from the fourth to the ninth, respectively. In these dimensions we work with, there are simply levels of light. The upper fourth dimensional level, also known as a fifth dimensional frequency, we experience an amplification of all 12 rays with a focus on the second ray of love wisdom. And this is the energy into which all life will enter, if they so choose, from the year 2013. Sweet ones, it is the energy that paves the way into this golden age of light. It is the amplification of the rays and this first cosmic ray of solar servers in this beautiful copper-gold flame of light that is being experienced by all life on this earth plane. In this now, in pockets of light, through these planetary activities of light, and to be activated from 2013. The energy of this ray brings through this beautiful ascension seat and healing chamber of light, which you are experiencing on this very day through this new moon solar eclipse. Within this beautiful ascension seat is a healing chamber of light that will not only assist you in clearing any issues or false beliefs or judgments you may have, but further take you into a frequency of the ability to manifest and magnetize all that you are needing in your life in this now. It is further amplified through the energy of the 11th ray of illumined truth. For it is this beautiful pink-orange flame of light, overlighted by Lady Kuan Yin, that is the energy of this 2011 year. It is the energy of the divine feminine archetypes of light, who are leading you into a deeper level of unconditional love, into loving kindness, into compassion, and taking you to into a deeper level of your service work, where you stand as these spiritual facilitators, leaders, and way sharers in this frequency of unconditional love. It is also about coming into a deeper level of creativity and passion and focus through amplifying the gifts that you have and hold and bring through in these parallel realities of life. This year in particular, there is further a focus on anchoring and activating at ground level the crystalline cities of light that are connected etherically to the primary vortices and sacred sites of Mother Earth. As you connect into the unity grid of light, you amplify this frequency into the highest potential of all life. For the unity grid of light holds this frequency of key codes that allows for the highest potential of all life to be activated. Further to this, the amplification of these crystalline cities of light, anchored at ground point through the energy of the divine feminine, and in particular through the primary portal of light to be expressed, on November the 11th, 2011, will allow for these fifth dimensional crystalline cities of light to be experienced at ground level for all light workers on this earth plane, if these crystalline cities of light are activated and amplified through the energy of the seer. And we ask for you to consider this as part of your service work, to take these key codes of the divine feminine and anchor and activate these templates of light through these crystalline cities of light. There are two crystalline cities of light that are activated and anchored at ground level. This is in Mount Shasta, Northern California, and Lake Titicaca in Peru and Bolivia. What we would like to do is to take you into this crystalline temple of light within Lake Titicaca, and for you to experience these energies, to know what part of your focus is for the energy of 2011, amplified through the divine feminine. If you choose to be part of the service work, you will experience a deeper amplification of the 11th ray of illumined truth, overlighted by the 13th ray of solar service, this first cosmic ray. And further to this, you will assist in activating the divine feminine key codes of light through these various crystalline temples of light at this moment, experienced etherically around these sacred sites. Let us come together as one heart, sweet ones, as one unified body through the energy of this unity grid of light for now. As this energy is amplified now in the 12th ray of one unity consciousness initially, experience this amplification, for this is the ray of unity consciousness into which all life will enter in the year 2012, should they so choose, through the overlighting of this 12th ray. It is the ray that takes you into the unity grid of light, that connects you to the light workers along this unity grid of light, and to all life. What is important through this focus is to move out of that sense of perceived separation and lesser than and better than consciousness, into truly recognizing yourself as this master being, as this keeper of light to Mother Earth, and allowing this energy of unity consciousness to flow through you, with you, and around you as you assist in creating these changes on this earth plane for all life to experience. Energy of unity consciousness and love. These next 2 years, sweet one, are important. We cannot emphasize the importance of choosing to be of service, of moving out of the negative ego aspects and experiencing simply your higher self and your Christed oversouls of the light, mighty I Am Presence, merging, guiding and directing you in your everyday life. For it is the energy of your higher self of the light, known as your guardian angel, that directs you in your everyday life intuitively and takes you into the original divine eight-cell blueprint of your highest potential. On this unity grid of light, just experience now the sense of merging with your higher self of the light, which in this energy system impulses you from etheric of Sirius. You are one of 12 soul rays connected to this energy, this matrix of light, brought in by your higher self of the light. Of the soul group, at least 5 or 6 are in incarnate form on this earth plane, others traveling to different dimensions, planets, or stars. And it is a time, too, of greater networking and coming together, of moving out of this perceived sense of isolation and separation, coming together initially as the soul families of light, into the star family, into the collective families of life. Just experience this energy, sweet one. Experience this merging with the soul rays, of which you are one, making up this energy matrix of your higher self of the light. And now, know that you are going to be meeting your soul family and friends of the light, your star families of the light, for you are part of star groups coming from the Pleiades and Sirius and Andromeda and Arcturus and Lyra. You are coming together as a star nation on Mother Earth. You are networking in greater numbers, experiencing an amplification of the key codes, experiencing very similar teachings of light through the pathways of light that you walk. Put this out now to come together through the key focuses that you hold individually and collectively, and find yourself within these core groups, within the unity grid of life. Holding a similar focus of life. Feel into the energy of your soul and star families of the light, sweet ones. Feel into the energy of the collective in unity consciousness. Truly experience the light and magnificence of who you are as this master being. As this keeper of light. As this custodian and gatekeeper, Mother Earth. In this amplified energy of light and link to these light workers and beings of light from on high, overlighted by the ascended masters, the angelic realms, the Christed ETs, the order of Melchizedek. You are invited into the crystalline city of light, deep within the waters of Lake Titicaca. As you are taken in soul consciousness, you are met at the entrance to this crystalline city of light by the three gatekeepers of light. You explain that you are the seeker of light and request entrance into this crystalline city of light. Edom al achim zabet za adom. As a child of the light, you are now taken into this crystalline city of light, this interdimensional portal of light and gateway to the higher dimensions, also serving as a galactic federation station of light. You are greeted primarily by your star family of the light initially, by the Pleiadian and the Sirian, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the Antarians. Have a look and see who your star family of the light is, sweet ones. They come together rejoicing and delighted that you are part of this light circle, part of this light wing. Know that you have chosen to journey down to this earth plane to be of service to Mother Earth and all her life, It is to reclaim your star heritage. And in this essence of divine light, you are taken into a spiral-shaped crystal temple of light, holding the energy of the divine feminine key codes of light and overlighted by the 11th ray of illumined truth. Initially, as you are placed in this chamber of light, bringing through crystal frequencies of light, some familiar to you and others not, experience again the amplification of this 11th ray of illumined truth, taking on these key codes of light through the support now of your soul and star families of the light. As this recalibration takes place, as you take on these key code frequencies of the divine feminine, both individual and collective to this light work, the Palladian emissaries of the light come forward to welcome you and greet you. Welcome, precious heart. We welcome many of you as Pleiadian souls, for even as you have traveled interdimensionally, you have come to visit or have this lineage into the Pleiadian constellations. And for this, we welcome you as star children and Pleiadian emissaries of the light. Whether by design or genetic heritage, we are familiar to many of you. It is wonderful that you are here in sharing in this great activity of light. For these crystalline cities of light serve as fifth dimensional portals of light. This portal of light or crystalline city of light within Lake Titicaca further serves as a wormhole as such into the higher dimensions and is used as a portal of light for many groups of light beings. And so coming into this frequency of light allows you to further experience the energy of the Galactic Federation of the Light. You are further being given the teachings on the inner planes that will take your work to a deeper level of spiritual leadership. Know that you are assisting in this activation, and we would like to place within your heart a crystal personal to you, that you may experience these crystalline frequencies of light through the energy of the divine feminine, in particular, as these crystal frequencies enter into the heart chakra now. It holds the personal vibrations relative to what you are needing to experience a deeper level of the divine feminine. Just experience these key code activations of light, knowing that you truly are the star being of the light, this precious goddess, divine being of love. These crystalline frequencies now take on a collective nature, amplified through all the star beings and all the beings of light from on high, assisting in this process so that you may travel both on the inner and outer planes, anchoring this crystalline frequencies into the various sacred sites to assist in creating these crystalline cities of light at ground level. Precious hearts, we truly do see your light. We see how you have chosen to be on this earth plane in this now and to be of service, to step into a deeper level of service work requires, of course, moving beyond the challenges and the dualities on this earth plane. Take these crystal frequencies of light within the heart, and when you wish to communicate with your star families of the light or with us, place your hand upon your heart and experience this interdimensional connection through this fifth dimensional templatings of light. We bless you for being part of the service work and will tell you more about the activation of these crystalline cities of light in due course. For now, simply experience this particular crystalline city of light. Hold this focus, sweet ones, as you take on the amplification of both your individual key codes and collective key codes, focus on your service work through this year. Through the amplification of this copper gold flame of love and manifestation, this pink-orange flame of love, insight, wisdom, and compassion, and the codes being activated through your star and soul families of the light. You will be asked to anchor the collective frequencies of light through these crystalline temples of light over the course of 2011, and we will take you deeper into this. As we connect with you in our various transmissions of light, both on the inner plane, through the radio show, and through the YouTube channels of light. Come back now into your sacred space, grounding into the crystal heart of Mother Earth, feeling the overlighting of the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Feeling and sensing this experience of unity consciousness and divine love with all life. We thank you for your service work, amplified on this magical day. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Great, just ground yourself now, coming back into your sacred space and opening your eyes and moving your body and just feeling and holding this energy now of this beautiful work of these frequencies that are going to be activated and that are already being activated, not only through the energy of the solar eclipse, but through the divine feminine, bringing through the energy of today and the focus of this year. So we've got time for some calls, and I'll get you the number in a moment to call into for the radio show if you're calling locally or if you'd like to call in from outside of the States. While we're doing that, we have a caller on the line. I think we've got Rich from California on the line. Rich, are you still there?
Oh, shoot. Hi.
Yes, hi, Rich. Yes.
Hello, Anita.
Hi, Rich. Nice to meet you. How's your day going?
Yes. Nice to meet you. I wanted to just acknowledge your show, and I have a question that I'd like you to confirm maybe for me, and also some guidance on this. I had been channeled information that I was a first expression Melchizedek order on Andromeda about 5.5 million years ago. Have you ever heard of that?
Part of the order of Melchizedek on Andromeda.
Yes.
Is that
first expression?
part of the original core group going back 5.5 million years.
Yeah, going back original. Do you confirm that? I just wanted to, since you're part of that somehow.
That's right. That's right.
But you get on it.
Well, you know, the order of Melchizedek is actually made up from many different core groups of star beings, including the Andromedans and Nocturans and the Pleiadians, you know, the Brotherhood of the Light, member of the Ascended Masters, because the teachings of the order of Melchizedek actually are the oldest teachings of universal light. So they go back many millions of years, a lot more than 5.5 million years. But in the galactic history of Earth, we only have Earth record keepers going back 5.5 million years. Something actually happened to the Earth before that. So we don't have the imprinting of the galactic memories in terms of the Akashic records and Earth records for that. So it is very possible. We've had many, many lifetimes. And, of course, there are many of us that belong to that order of Melchizedek. And my understanding is there are, of course, 72 orders. And the order that I work with primarily is called the Alpha and Omega order of Melchizedek. But that is primarily the chief. Yeah?
Do you get any specific? Anything specific around my energy around this? I mean, I'm just wondering what you have specifically as to what my specific mission is around that. If I am part of that order, and I actually was ordained in Mount Shasta in 1993, and it was an ascension celebration. I got ordained in Melchizedek in Mount Shasta. But I'm still searching for what my specific mission is or calling in reference to that is. Do you have any intuitive guidance on that or anything else? What my next
Okay, Rich. Well, you know, often what I find is people will say to me, you know, that they'll come to me and they want, you know, some direction on where they should be going in terms of their service work. And what I always say, it's not an outward journey. It's actually an inward journey into self. And this year in particular will bring very much that energy of creativity and passion and focus and insight and deeper levels of your service work as the timelines actually merge into, you know, this time continuum. So it is very much about finding what brings you joy. What is the passion in your life? What is it that you would like to do? Rather than saying you have a specific, we all have specific purposes. You know, our purpose is here to anchor light. Our purpose is to be a caretaker to Mother Earth. Our purpose is to assist in the ascension process of Mother Earth. So within that, what
I can tell you what my passion is, what keeps coming up over and over again, is the reactivation of our original immortal divine blueprint. Of the integrated divine human called Adam Eve Cadman, light body, so we can establish the integrity of a true matrix based on the laws of resonant harmonics, creating synergy with the infrastructure of all DNA to represent the uncensored truth of creation by reconnecting by our electromagnetic energy, revitalizing the endocrine system to receive transmissions and utilize the geometries of the lights, not in not so much that's out there, but within our heart, like you were saying, you know, and all of the activation of our DNA. That's what gives me passion, is living that self-mastery.
Mm. Well, of course, all of that is, you know, we are these first wave souls in human embodiment of the I Am Avatar blueprint, of the Adam Kahneman Poopy blueprint. So it's really, you know, recognizing yourself as this master being, you know, and for sure, I think, you know, it's wonderful if you can accelerate that work by doing the DNA activation work, by doing the light body Merkaba activation work, by anchoring, activating the geometries of light. But there is a further focus, you know, and that is once the DNA starts to get activated to a particular level, once you hold a particular frequency of light, you are simply that, you hold those individual key codes, where you start to amplify and shift the consciousness of the reality around you simply through your own beingness. So it sounds like, Rich, that you should consider also just grounding into the energies of the light that you're working with and holding that focus, because you're fit change. And I think a lot of us don't realize that geographically in the locations that you choose through the amplification of your own key codes of light. And so as you activate this for yourself, as you take yourself into these higher dimensional frequencies of light, you actually doing that for all life around you. And it's then just to channel it into particular purposes, whether you have a passion for being a healer, a teacher, a way show, whether you want to work with individuals, whether you want to work with groups, whether you express it through art or music or dance, coming together, networking more. So it's really just looking within everything that you are in the magnificence of your beingness and say, right, what is it that feels in this now moment that you would truly like to experience?
Yes, totally. The challenge I've been having is I can get into that state, and then the challenge is sometimes maintaining it in the midst of chaotic energies. I experienced that on New Year's Eve. I was at an event, and I was fairly well integrated, but about 4 hours into it, I felt a disorganization of my energy field based on the energy around me, and I had to leave. So I don't know. Do you get any sense on that?
Well, again, discernment is key. I don't know what party you were at, but, you know, you know, I'm making a joke there. But, you know, really, of course, what you want to do is, you know, have the psycho-energetic tools and techniques to know, you know, kind of discernment of the groups that you hang out with and the parties that you have, you know, the barefoot boogie dancing, you know, kind of, or it's the drinking, smoking parties. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's anything like that. I'm just saying that collectively vibrations are intensified in particular, you know, kind of, well, as you come together collectively, you intensify a particular vibration. So if you're moving in core groups where the vibration is lighter, that is what you're going to be primarily experiencing. If you're moving into denser places, that is what the vibration is that you're going to be primarily experiencing. And I find as we're moving more and more into experiencing greater levels of our true nature, we are becoming more clairsentient, more clairvoyant, more psychic, more sensitive. So it becomes then quite important to bring in protection.
To start thinking in terms of being too idealistic and then miss, in other words, I sometimes notice that, you know, there's an ideal that's being presented, and then there's, you know, then there's reality, you know, then there's whatever's happening.
Look, we live in this world that, you know, has polarities, that has denser vibrations, that has lighter vibrations. And of course, I think it's great to dive into those denser vibrations, because not only are you spreading light, but make sure that you protect it, you know, make sure you've got the tools and techniques. Do whatever works for you. You know, I don't think there's any way, one way. I don't think there's a way where, you know, you shouldn't drink or smoke or not eat red meat or not eat meat at all. I mean, it's just, you know, those are things that can enhance who you are, but it doesn't make you a spiritual being. So
from your perception and intuition or whatever, do you see that I'm on track, or I'm, you know, right on track, or what? Do you get anything on that?
Rich, we all on track. Every single part is appropriate to you unfolding.
I'm on track with my mission, my purpose, and I'm just kind of experiencing some dancing going on, you know, energetically and continually, you know, regrouping. I thought, well, maybe I'm not totally. Well, I just wanted to see someone like you if you have any intuitive sense of if I'm on track with my purpose and mission.
It's not for me to make that call, but I can tell you every path leads to the light, and every path and every lesson that you choose is appropriate to where you are in your levels of consciousness. And
yeah,
it sounds to me that you're doing very well, Rich. So I'm going to end there now because we're coming to...
I always think that, you know, it's like if we're flying in the air like airplanes or like, you know, whatever, UFOs or whatever you want to call it, you have to have a guiding system. And so you can be off course. So I just wanted to, you know, make sure.
Your guiding system is the company of heaven. Your guiding system is your I am presence. Your guiding system is all the beings of light from on high. Your guiding system is the people around you that can truly see you. Your guiding system is your star family of the light. It's your soul family of the light. It's the energy and connection you have with Mother Earth. There are so many signals that guide you, and it's for you to follow that through following the passion of your heart. I'm going to end there now, Rich, because we're coming to an end of the show. So I'd like to thank you for calling and for sharing.
Thank you.
And I understand, you know, you're sort of working a little bit with those dualities, but you're on the right path. You're doing well, my sweet friend.
Thank you very much, Henrita.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Love and blessings on this day. Thank you. Grace, I'd like to thank you all for joining us today on this beautiful, magical day. And if you'd like to experience that invocation again, you may go to our YouTube channel, which is Anrita Melchizedek. Alternatively, if you'd like to download the MP3 on that, you can go to our website at pleiadianlight.net /DL for download.htm. Thank you very much for joining us today, and please join Solara Anra, Warrior of Light, next week in her show. So from my heart and to yours, to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings on the sacred day.